Marka.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hello?
I'm here.
I'm going to put you on mute. I'm driving home.
Okay.
All right.
We're waiting for some. Malka, no need to get back on, but the we're just waiting for somebody else to come back. Come on.
Hello.
Good evening. Hag Sameach.
Hag Sameach. Good evening.
We'll start in a couple of seconds.
Okay.
Okay, we are starting to study section 68 of Bereishit Bet in the Sulam commentary. The first verse is 419. We'll start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabari Hu Ishkin Pei Bid Hilu Erhimud Hilu Hilu Erhimu Leyachta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei B'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah Lasok Torah mitzvah V'ayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu konenei aleinu ma'asei adenu konenehu V'ayomer ha'ashem Lo yadon ruchi Be'adam le'olam b'shagam u Pasar v'gomer amar Rabbi Elazar Tachatze kad bira kudsha b'richu alma Avad l'chai alma le'ish tamasha kegavna Dilela v'kad b'nei alma, inun zakain, diaz le'biorach. Meishar kudsha b'richu, at arucha. Techaye dilela ademato, inun chayin le'atar. Yaakov Sharia Peya. And Hashem said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is also flesh. Rabbi Elazar said, Come and see, when the Holy One, blessed be He, created the world, He made the world, which is Malchut, to be used as the supernal world, which is Bina. This means that all the light shining in Bina should also shine in Malchut. The secret of this world, now, when people are righteous and follow the correct path, the Holy One, blessed be He, reveals the spirit of life, which are the Mochin of the above from Bina. Until this life reaches the place where Jacob abides, namely Zeranpin, because from Bina the Mochin flows through Zeranpin. Questions, comments, thoughts? Kanamalka is the only other one on the call, and to my knowledge, and she's muted.
Well, I'm not muted.
No comments, huh?
Well, we know things come from Vena and they travel down through Zerafin.
I'm sorry, I'm driving, so I haven't paid attention here. I guess what I got out of that is that the light of Vena was supposed to be shining in our world, Malku. But the still light can't shine, so there's not enough light to individual to bring down the light of the
Martha, you're breaking up, so I'm not really hearing what you're commenting. I did hear you say that you picked up on that Malkuth to look like Vena. I don't know if that's what you were saying, but that's what I picked up from what I could hear.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you know, I'm traveling, so my reception is not that well.
I understand. Well, not a problem. The important thing in the verse is to this statement that when he made the world, which is Malchut, it was meant, and it is meant, to be the supernal world. And then it says in the phrase, which is Bina. But when you think of the concept of the supernal world, you're talking about where Hashem lives. And that, now of course Hashem lives everywhere, in all levels. There's no limitation to Hashem. But what does it really mean to be used as the supernal world? And is that a correct translation? We really don't know. But the whole idea that why man is existing in the physical world is to cleanse the physical world of impurity so that Hashem can live, quote unquote, live. Hashem can be in the physical world without destroying the physical world, being that his light, his essence, is too powerful for the physical world because of the impurity, not because there's anything in the physical world that causes it, his essence, to be too much for the physical world. But we can't really understand this idea that his essence is too strong for physicality, and yet at the same time, when the impurities are gone, his essence will not be too strong for the physical world. And that's a very, you know, that's very difficult for people to conceive of. Verse 4:20. Umitaman nagde inun chayim ad itmashich ahurucha lehai olam de David malka sharia beya umitaman nagde birkan lekalho. Inun tatae wehahurucha ila'a itnagid Leit Mashiach Letata Veyachlin Leit Kaima Ve'alma. From there, meaning Zerantin, life flows until the spirit of life reaches this world, the Nukva, the place where King David resides. Hence, all the blessings flow to all the lower beings in Bria, in Yetzirah, and in Asiya. This supernal spirit spreads downward, enabling the lower beings to maintain their existence. Questions, comments, and thoughts.
The place where King David resides is Malkut, but we're also learning that the blessings don't just flow into to our world, but to the other worlds as well. That's what I see.
That, correct. That is what it's being expressed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also giving you an explanation for how once the impurity is gone from the physical world, how the physical beings are going to be able to handle that intensity of light that is represented by Hashem himself. When the supernal spirit spreads downward, enabling the lower beings to maintain their existence, what it's saying is that Hashem is going to create a protection essence so that no one will be doing anything that would be in creating consequence. No one will be uncomfortable with that amount of light because their impurities have been cleansed.
I thought that happened too, just because of the pathway of the Sephirot. You know, as you move from one to the next one to the next, you know, on down. And that was the process that was also protection.
We describe that flow from one Sephirah to the next one as it comes down. We describe that metaphorically as a transformation of the infinite light to a lower light that can be the capacity for the physical world. But the language of these translations in these two verses is implying that it's not saying there's transformation. They're saying that Hashem's light will be there. That Hashem's light can be handled by physicality. The intensity of Hashem's light will not destroy the physical world. At least that's the way I'm reading it.
Okay.
Verse 4:21. Ugine kach le'olam chazdo dahu. Olam de David Malka Uvgin kach ketiv leolam Bila Bila Vav Tehakad Hahu Rucha Itknagid Lehahu Olam Mitaman Nafke Birkan Vechain Lekola leit kaima chashta tehavu b'nei nesha nasha istalak kola begindila im tehahu rucha dechaye lehai olam leit hanaha Minea tatae ulit kaima beya. Hence it is written, His kindness, the Hebrew word is chasdo, is everlasting. The same word can be translated as for the world. Chasdo is spelled with a vav. The world is of King David, namely the nukva, nurtured by the vav. The spirit of life which draws life to it. Hence, it is written, my spirit shall not strive with man for the world, without a vav. Because when that spirit is drawn into the world, blessings and life are released from it to sustain all. Yet now, in the generation of the flood, when people sinned by drawing light from above downward, disrupting the central column and attaching themselves to the left column, everything left the world. Thus the spirit of the deceased flowing into this world for the pleasure and sustenance of the lower beings. Hence Olam is spelled without a vav, which is the central column, and the spirit of life because they defiled it and attached themselves to the left. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, we can see from that verse the reason for the flood.
Yes. It's telling us that the reason for the flood is that people had corrupted the central column because they stopped the flow of Shefa, the flow of goodness into the physical world. And they did this.
That's okay, go ahead.
They did this because they corrupted themselves, and by doing so, they moved from the central column to the left column. And as such, their desire to receive separated them from the Creator. And so the light came to an end. The light stops flowing.
Well, with Bob being the connector, you can see that without the Bob, then we lost that connection between the supernal world and us. Mm-hmm.
Correct. The Bob represents the central column.
Also, well, okay.
Verse 422. Bishagam hu basar begin dila yitrak. Hai rucha lahai olam memtet dila yistya'a. Nachash tata'a didar gin diyitaka. Beyarucha udik dusha dila yitarev. Beruach mesav b'shagam hu basar danatash kadma'a deit barach begin kach hu basar kada'a ketzko basar balifne v'yamar rabbi shimon damalach hamavet the Hayu La Yamav May Avies Rim Shana Oriku Dikos Teira Dikitra. For he is also flesh. Therefore, the spirit of life will not be drawn into the world. The reason is to prevent the serpents, called the Leplesh, the lowest of all levels, from increasing in power through the spirit of life. It is also to assure that the Holy Spirit will not have to mix with the spirit of defilement of the serpent. The verse, "For he is also flesh," teaches us that the primeval serpent is also flesh, and might also be blessed by the spirit of life. Hence the serpent is called flesh, as it is written, "The end of all flesh came before me." Rabbi Shimon said that the primal serpent, called flesh, is the angel of death. The words, "his days will be 120 years, means the gift of an attached tower. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I never associated the word flesh with the serpent, but I can understand it. That's the way it's used in that verse.
It is, because we have there are two ends in one, different Zohars we've read earlier. The two ends are, one is on the right, which is the end of days, and the mm-hmm. other is the end of all flesh, is on the left.
Mm-hmm. That last verse, the words, "his days will be 120 years, means the gift of an attached tower. I don't understand that.
Well, neither do I. I think it's an incorrect translation. But assuming it is a correct translation,
well, I thought of the Tower of Babel, but that was the only association that came to mind.
No, the attached tower is referring to the letter Lamed.
Oh, okay. Which extends the land, so there you're going with the two worlds, the final and the
Say again, you broke up.
I said, with the Lamed, I can see the connection because it extends above the line as well as below the line, showing a connection between the supernal and Malkuth.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone reaches that 120-year mark, the tower disappears. The tower no longer is allowing the flow to reach that person.
So basically, the section was letting us, giving us a little information more, possibly, about the
yes.
serpent and the spirit of death, or the angel of death.
As you know, I don't normally read the synopsis, but if we do read the synopsis after we read the section, our world mirrors the upper world. Actions performed in this physical realm ignite spiritual forces in the worlds above. Reading this section gives us the ability to positively influence and affect the upper world in ways that benefit our lives in this physical world, is what I'm adding to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what all of these verses are related to. That's the end of the section.
Okay.
So our next class will be at 7 o'clock West Coast time. And I hope you'll join us.
I'll try.
Shalom. Okay.
Bye.